Hello, listeners, and welcome to Project Understory, a nonfiction storytelling podcast that delves into the deeper meaning of nature experiences. Does your love for the outdoors resonate in your bones? So does ours. We are storytellers, students, and teachers connected to the Central Wisconsin Environmental Station. We are meaning makers, seeking to understand the world and ourselves better through the dappled shade of a balsam fir or the haunting call of a loon across a lake. Here, you can hear our stories of adventure and contemplation, and perhaps discover your own understory.
Hello, Project Understory listeners. My name is Valerie DeHaven, and I'm currently a student attending University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. I'm working towards getting my degree in elementary education and environmental education. Today, I'm going to talk with you about how I came face to face with the King of the Mountain. So when I was about 17 years old, my dad informed me that we were going to be taking a trip to Oregon. Prior to this, I had never really been on vacation. I had been to surrounding states around Wisconsin, but never anywhere super big, so this was amazing news to me. The reason we decided to go is because my dad's girlfriend is originally from Oregon, and she wanted to go visit her family, and she wanted to show us around and show us all different kinds of things from where she grew up. So it was just me, my dad, and his girlfriend. We went to some beautiful places. It was from Grants Pass, which was about 4 hours away from Portland, Oregon, and about 2 hours away from California, so towards the coast, and some beautiful places around there, mountains surrounding her entire city. We did a lot of hiking, saw a lot of beautiful mountains and forests and just all around amazing sightseeing. And one of the things we decided to do was go to the Oregon Caves. And the Oregon Caves are up a really, really windy mountain, very kind of dangerous to drive on. And we went to these. They're in Cave Junction, and it's a national monument and reserve for animals and things like that. So what we did is we took this tour through this cave, this very narrow cave. They're very great at preserving this cave. You have to not touch it. The oils from your fingers change the color of the cave. They want you to keep hands off, keep it as preserved as they possibly can. So we spent about 40, 45 minutes hiking through this very narrow cave. You're going up this cave through it, and the elevation is changing. It's very tiring, and we get to about a halfway point where you're allowed to back out or keep going, and we kept going, and we finally made it to the top. And once you get out, you're overlooking this amazing view. It opens up. It's so sunny. It's beautiful. You spent 45 minutes in this dark cave. You open up to this beautiful sight. It's miles upon miles upon miles of mountains and trees and just beauty. I can't even begin to describe it. And after we sat up there for a couple minutes, our tour guide was sort of like, all right, this is where I leave you guys. And he headed back into the cave. And we had the realization that we had to somehow make our way down this mountain that we just hiked through a cave up. And we couldn't go back into the cave because there was other tours going through. So we started down this path. Now, the path wasn't very stable. It was rocky. It had dirt. There was chunks of grass, and wasn't a very clear path because it's preserved. They try to keep it as natural as possible. And it was only about 2 feet wide, and one side was just rock and supporting from the mountain. The other side was just a drop. It was like a rocky hill, very dangerous. So as we're walking, we're taking in the beauty, the sun. It was a beautiful day, and my dad suddenly, who was in front of me, throws out his arm and stops us. And so many things were running through my mind. My mind was running a mile a minute. My first thought was, oh, there's a cougar. In Oregon, cougars are popular. My second thought was rattlesnake. I was freaking out. I didn't know what to think. And I peered above his shoulder, and I saw this baby white-tailed deer, this doe, come up the really, really sharp drop up the mountain, over the ledge, onto the trail, and just stand there. And I was in shock. This was 3 feet, if that, away from us. And I couldn't believe it. Here in Wisconsin, you see deer everywhere. But something about being in that natural environment with that deer and just seeing the beauty of it in its natural habitat, where it knew it was protected, was unreal. After a couple seconds, the mom comes up the side of the mountain, does the same thing over the hump, next to the doe. And again, I was just in awe. I could not believe how close we were to these creatures, and we were in their territory, and they just seemed like they knew they were safe. And then all of a sudden, this buck starts walking up the side of this mountain. And I was scared. I will say I was very scared. We first saw the antlers, which were ginormous, and then we saw this big body come up and onto the trail. And again, in Wisconsin, we see them everywhere. We hunt them, and we have this sense of power over them here in Wisconsin. But in this moment, I felt powerless. I felt inferior. I was almost intimidated. This buck was standing there as we were standing there, 3 feet away from it, turns and just stares at us. And even again, I felt small. I felt intimidated. I felt inferior. It was just terrifying. And I remember thinking it was so terrifying, but being so in awe of the beauty of these animals that we see all of the time here in Wisconsin and just don't appreciate in their natural, safe area. And what felt like 20 minutes to me couldn't have been more than 30 seconds before this family of deer continued on down the path. The buck held his head up high, antlers up high, strided away like a king. And my whole family just kind of sat there shocked. And we gave it a couple minutes before we started walking again in order to not disturb them. But in the back of my mind, I was thinking, are we really disturbing them? Are they really even scared of us here? Are they protected? They know they're safe. We continued down this mountain. And while we were going, I just couldn't help but think about feeling inferior and that feeling I felt when I saw them. And it got me to thinking of my role in that situation was an intruder. I was intruding on their land. I was the stranger in their home. And I started to think more about how we are always outside. We're always in an environment where there's animals. And us as humans have this sense of having power over them, but really we're just one with nature. And I just thought it was insane how in that situation I felt so inferior and taken over, whereas in situations where we go and hunt, it's not the case. And it really got me starting to believe that all of us need to take the time when we're in nature and just realize our surroundings, realize what we're in, whose territory we're in, and if it is our place.
This has been a production of Project Understory. A special thanks to Create Portage County in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. Check them out at createportagecounty.org for their many resources available to local artists and creatives. We hope we entertained and inspired you today to encounter nature in new and meaningful ways.